we've learned a couple of things recently about the PSA-only hormone refractory progression, which is, one, it's a very short duration of time in the average patient. In the Memorial series that was reported recently, I think 9 months median time from PSA progression to clinical metastatic disease.
Yeah, but the Matt Smith Someta trial was much longer.
Right. Right. So that's still very heterogeneous. Remember, these patients are not imaged at fixed intervals, and it's very hard to extrapolate those.
It's fairly short, whether it's 9 months
time
or 2 years.
No, it's not. It all depends on why you were started on hormonotherapy. We looked at it in our own database. There were actually median times to PSA progression, to bone scan progression, Laurie, was all the way between 6 months to 8 years.
That's right.
Okay,
so it's very heterogeneous.
Very so I accept that it's heterogeneous. The point is, amongst the patients who have a rapid PSA doubling time in that cohort, you are talking about, on average, a short duration from PSA progression to metastatic progression. So to my mind, it's completely moot whether the medical oncologist says we should wait for bone disease to show up or not. It's going to be there in the high-risk patient before too long, and I think it's completely reasonable to treat those patients.
Yeah, it's no argument.
Tom?
Len needs a new oncologist.
I just wanted to ask Howard, in the D'Amico data that you showed us, you said 12% of the patients post-surgery had a rapidly rising PSA of less than 3 months and 20% post-radiation. Yet there was only 110 deaths. And that, by my calculations, looking at your figures, you had over 500 patients who had a rapidly rising PSA of less than 3 months in the surgery, and almost 1,000 if you had 20% of your radiation patients.
It's front-loaded data. It's basically a matter of the follow-up.
What's also... The 8,000 patients is not 8,000 PSA recurrences.
Those
are
8,000
patients,
yeah.
Of which only, I think, about 20% of those recurred. So it's of 1,600 men, that 12% of those.
Yeah.
And it's actually 72 or something out of 611 of PSA recurrences within surgery patients.
Okay.
So it's 12% of those who recur.
It's a front-loaded series. And
as ours was too.
Yeah, it needs a longer follow-up. And there's nothing wrong.